My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Speaking about getting ready, how about University of Miami? Big win over the Gators on week one and dominating performance on Saturday at the Rock against Florida A&M. Had some talent. Believe me, they had talent, but Miami's just playing just such a superior brand of football. Zuby Charles covers the University of Miami, whether it be games or recruiting for canesport.com, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Zuby, thanks so much for taking the time, and certainly everybody feeling good around that campus now because of the fact that you come up with a big win against the Gators. You come back and take care of Florida A&M, and the thing that I liked the most the other day, there were tons of recruits, especially ones that are committed elsewhere.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me on again, Boone. Yeah, two big-time prospects in the Sunshine State committed elsewhere with, you know, DJ Pickett in the building. Obviously, we know he's committed to LSU. And kind of a surprise visitor, TJ Alford out of Vero Beach, committed to Ohio State, four-star linebacker that Miami's kind of, you know, turning up the heat again, re-entering that recruitment. We all know they recently lost, you know, Elijah Melendez. A lot of people think he's going to Auburn, but, you know, not too much there with that. But, you know, they're turning the heat up on Alford. They also added another linebacker. Kellen Wiley was in the building out of Tampa Armwood, a guy that a lot of people are getting really high on and think he can, you know, become something special, late gem in that 2025 class. But just a bunch of guys from the 2025 class, 2026 class, Derek Cooper, number one athlete in the 2026 class out of Chaminade, Jabari Brady was also on campus as well. So a lot of stars were down in Coral Gables or South Florida to watch that big win over FAMU this weekend.
You know, you take a look at the game itself, and you figure with Florida A&M, they're going to be outmanned, obviously. They had talent. 25 kids who played Division I football the year before that. Certainly a quarterback in Daniel Richardson who did as good a job as you could do. But Miami, for the first time, you know, came back off a big game and just asserted themselves from the beginning. Showed on the offensive line, showed on the defensive line. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear us? Hello? Danny, did we lose him or what? Let's see. Yep. Let's see if we can get him back. If Zuby, are you there or no? Okay, we'll call him back. The one thing is when you take a look at some of the kids on campus, I mean, and when they see you playing this type of football, because like I said, funny the way things worked out the week before when Miami was in Gainesville and all those recruits that were there for Florida, and they saw Miami do some impressive things, that's important. That, you know, that's important when these guys kind of lay eyes on you and have an opportunity to. Do we have him back? Okay, Zuby, yep, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead and finish on you were thinking on the line of recruiting and how important it is, you know, to have these kids, whether they're committed or not. They see a great brand of football 2 weeks in a row, and with Ball State coming up, Miami's got an opportunity to be 3-0 before they head to Tampa and play a competitive USF team. Talk about what you've seen so far that you like from this class, other than the fact that you get an opportunity to see true freshmen come in like a Lyle or an O.J. Federique or somebody like a Elijah Lofton. And they really didn't have that luxury to play a lot of freshmen last year like that. Talk about that, because that's important.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome to see. You know, there were 22 true freshmen that saw the field on Saturday, which is great to see. You know, you mentioned the guys, you know, Lyle Lofton, O.J. Federique, that's kind of, you know, they've been carving their way out the first, you know, few games. But, you know, I love seeing a guy like Justin Scott get his first sack, you know, and him playing next to Armando, a local product, you know, that they flipped from Florida State, kind of, you know, coming into his own, a younger guy that's kind of making waves, you know, early down there. Another guy that I absolutely love, Cole McConathy as well. And then at linebacker, you see Cam Pruitt come up with a big pick, Adarius Hayes come up with a big pick. You even got the freshman kicker, you know, hitting a 37-yard field goal and an extra point. So you really did see a lot of these guys from that 2024 class kind of, you know, getting their feet wet in a big win and kind of doing their thing as well. It wasn't kind of just, hey, we're going to throw you out there, just take a throw and you out there. Miami's coaching staff really believed these guys can make an impact early, and, you know, some of them showed that on Saturday.
Yeah, and you take a look at, obviously, like somebody like a Poffenbarger, who got in and played an extensive time. I would have definitely liked to see Williams, but you know what? I'm not the coach, so I don't make the call. Plus the opportunity to see a lot of these younger kids working together because, you know, we – earlier on in the show, we talked about – everybody asked what's going on with Florida State. But while Florida State did – outstanding job the last couple of years in portal, their recruiting has fallen short. A lot of the kids that they counted on has, you know, that were supposed to do a lot of things haven't done. So when these portal kids leave and you don't strike with more portal players, you don't have that luxury of turning to, you know, recruits that you're bringing along and teaching from the beginning. But that's where Miami's got that advantage because now, as you mentioned, all the freshmen that are getting an opportunity to play, and I'm sure over the next couple of weeks they'll get an opportunity to play as well. Talk about that because I think that now, as you mentioned, some of those high profile recruits that are LSU, Florida State, wherever, may say, wait a minute, I could come here next year and do what they're doing. How much of a difference is that?
Yeah, I think Miami's doing a great job of kind of showing, you know, hey, we give our young guys, you know, the opportunity to make an impact early and they're finding success early. The kind of one guy that really comes to my mind in this, you know, 2025 cycle that I think that's going to have a huge impact on is actually Elijah Griffin, number one defensive lineman, you know, in the 2025 class out of Georgia. I had this chance to speak with him over the summer. He said seeing a guy like Reuben Bain last year come in and just, you know, do his thing, ball out, you know, ACC Rookie of the Year, all those accolades. He said, hey, seeing that makes me think I can go to Miami, learn under Coach Jason Taylor, and just have, you know, have that at my freshman year, potentially kind of following his success. And, you know, just like I said, 22 true freshmen, you know, seeing the field is awesome. That's something you can sell to recruits. And like you mentioned, you know, other programs have fallen short, had some misevaluations. Some guys haven't been able to pan out. But Miami's, you know, under Coach Cristobal has had a lot of success getting the guys in early and the guys shining early. So I think that's an awesome way to recruit kids and, hey, come to our program. We might, you know, be a talented team, but we're letting the young guys play. And, you know, O.J. Frederick's a perfect example. 3-star guy out of South Florida. Not too many people high on him, but he's starting game one. I feel like that's a perfect recruiting tool to a lot of guys saying, hey, we'll give you guys the opportunity. It's yours to take.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we let you go, last Friday night, a great game at Chaminade. A couple of the University of Miami prospects were on display. Obviously, Malachi Toney, who's a junior and just a freak of nature. Obviously, a kid that if he sticks with Miami, he's going to be one of those guys. We also had a chance to see Dante Simpson, big defensive lineman. A lot of people don't understand. Until you get next to him, you don't realize how big he is. Talk about that and having an opportunity to see some of these future Canes.
Yeah, it was awesome watching, you know, those guys go at it. Really didn't see too much Chris Ewald, Malachi, Toney matchups like I wanted to, but, you know, it was great to see, you know, those two great programs kind of have, I think, what's going to be the game of the year in South Florida, honestly. But, you know, I've seen Dante Simpson a few times now, and like you mentioned, he's much, much bigger in person when you get up close to him and things like that. For how big he is, he moves exceptionally well for his size. had two sacks, a block point after attempt. He was active, you know, special teams, defense, all that good stuff. And then Malachi Toney, man, I feel like every time I watch him play, he makes a crazy catch or, you know, goes off and does something that, you know, has you saying, wow. But I absolutely love his game. I think he's one of, if not the best, you know, wide receiver down here right now. And then another guy I want to mention that isn't a Miami commit that I was super impressed with was Jason Lopez, J-Rock from Chaminade. I've always heard amazing things about the young man and just seeing him perform at that level. I've seen him play twice now this year. He's just so consistent. I think he's one of, if not the best wide receiver at Chaminade right now. You know the type of wide receivers they have, but it was just great to see all that South Florida talent on display last Friday.
I agree. Zuby, let everybody know how they can follow you on the website, also for social media.
Yep, so all my stories and everything we do is at canesport.com, and then on X or Twitter, you may call it Zuby Charles, IZUBEECHARLES, and, you know, that's where I'm at, most active, posting stories, interacting with fans and things like that.
Good stuff. Thanks so much. We'll see you this week, Ball State, at 3:30 kickoff at Hard Rock. Zuby, thanks so much.
Thank you, Blue.
Good stuff. Zuby Charles covers, as we said, you know, he brings it on both ends of the spectrum. Excuse me. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we close out hour number one. Ennio Yapor Jr. from Miami New Orleans Senior, record-setting quarterback, is next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.